Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. This week we're in Odessa, Texas, and I'm excited to be sitting down with Mayor Cal Hendrick talking about Odessa. And before the show, we were commenting on it. I've met a lot of proud Texans, but people from Odessa, Texas really do love Odessa, Texas. And there's lots of reasons why. So I look forward to sharing those with everyone today. And Mayor Hendrick, thank you for taking time with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show. I look forward to visiting. And yeah, I think it's a mindset. When you're from West Texas, there's a special pride that's built in from growing up, whether it's comes from the oil patch, the football field, sometimes you got to work harder when you have less to work with. You know, we don't have the lakes and rivers that some do. We don't have the trees that East Texas has. You don't have the hill country. What we have, though, is opportunity. And so that's what I'm here to visit with you about, the different opportunities and how someone with literally a sixth grade education can become a business owner and become their own person and own their own company, which is a huge deal to me. I want everyone in America, particularly in Texas, to have opportunity. And it's not everywhere, but out in West Texas, there's so much opportunity.
You just have to be willing to show up and do the work. And I'm from Del Rio originally, and the mindset is definitely a true statement there. You have fewer resources, but you learn how to work with them in so many ways. And that's been the boom of Odessa recently. And people say, oh, yeah, it's oil and gas. But I see so much more than oil and gas going to Odessa these days.
Well, that's right. I think, let's face it, from a geological perspective, Odessa, West Texas, Permian Basin was blessed with oil and gas. And that's huge. I mean, it gives so many opportunities from a welder to somebody who's a risk taker and wants to drill a wildcat well. But that's not just oil and gas anymore. Now, and again, we all have different views of green energy. I feel like someday there will be it'll be a really viable source. But right now, it's just difficult to produce. But by the same token, we have wind, we have sun. So it's a great place for those alternative sources to be explored. We also have geothermal. We have, quite frankly, I'm big on nuclear. I know that sounds crazy, but some of these new power plants, they're small, they're efficient. And listen, we all can agree that we would like to have our planet last forever. We'd all can agree that some of the products have a cost. But the truth is, it's the only source of energy that's dependable 24/7. Someday, maybe we'll have a better source or a cleaner source, if you will. Right now, I think you'll find some of the most innovative techniques going on to make our energy safer, to make it cleaner, to make it, you know, more viable. And so that's creating its own sub-industry. Those that are willing to, how do we do it better? You know, the days when you put a hole in the ground and it flows out in the sky like the movie Giant is great visually, but it's not efficient. It's not smart. We're at a point now in technology where we're able to do all those things clean and more efficient. And so the energy industry itself builds on efficiency. So, I want to explore. We have so much natural gas out here. I'm having a hard time understanding why people don't, when I say people, well, these New York investment firms, why aren't they buying big turbines? And the gas that we flare up at night and just burn off because we have so much of it, it turns big turbines all day long, all night long, and produce power not only for West Texas, but for Texas as a whole and the nation. And we saw during, I call it Stormageddon, right? The ice storm that a few years ago that just was catastrophic to so many people. And listen, we're just, I mean, one failure away from a catastrophic event. And so why don't we have more reliable sources of energy? The wind won't always blow. Sun won't always shine. You know, you got to move oil and gas down pipelines. But man, there's some things I think that we need to explore as a people. So we just have better supplies of energy for the nation.
And I've seen you have UT Permian Basin, and there's a lot of innovation coming up. They have an entrepreneurial course that they're bringing up there to do just that. I've seen a company called Kodiak is out there with autonomous trucks. Odessa and West Texas really allow for that innovation to occur. And I am proud to say the oil and gas companies are investing in those programs and that innovation to make it cleaner, to make it safer, to make it, as you said, a solution for the country, because it already is and has been. Winter Storm Uri was, a lot of that was the result of power plants being offline and in maintenance that could have been, with more capacity, we'd have more options. And
that's right.
And it's not necessarily more transmission lines, and it's just smarter point of use. So it's, energy is a big piece of your economy, but I've also seen hospitals coming out into that district. I've seen universities and academic stuff happening out there. And then there's always the fun conversation between what's Midland and what's Odessa. And that's a deep divide, but I drove out there recently and it's getting closer. It's hard to see the difference as much.
Yeah, if you go back, say 50 years, my grandparents' generation, they wouldn't eat dinner in Midland, right? And Midland wouldn't cross. I mean, it was crazy. It was born by both competition on the football field, on bands, on academics, on everything. Now, I like to say we're a gentler, kinder people. And for example, Mayor Lori Blong over in Midland, her and I become close friends, and we see our communities growing together. You see, for example, UTPB is in Odessa, and yet we're expanding the new engineering department. It's what's called the Seed Building out on 1788. And Midland's growing west, Odessa's growing east. There's a large part of Odessa in Midland County. And there's, you know, we're going to continue to grow together towards the airport, and we're eventually become one city. But as you said, it's not just about the energy, although that's huge out here. It's about, listen, we've got Odessa College, one of the finest junior colleges in the nation. You got Midland College also doing fantastic work. You got UTPB in the middle. And so you got Texas Tech coming out here with their nursing program, with their interns for their medical department. And so I think every regional place across Texas is going to continue to grow. When you have the towns like Crane and Andrews and Pecos and Monahans, there's people that live there and they get sick too. And then sometimes it's harder and harder to get doctors or other professionals to those smaller towns. So they migrate into Odessa or Midland. And so we're building a medical community that's fantastic. From cancer, you know, to orthopedic surgery. And now we're having a behavior hospital built again, right at 1788. You know, that's going to be a giant project called Beacon. It's going to be gigantic. Listen, I'm convinced with all the gun violence we've seen the last day or two, mental health is a problem, okay? When I went to high school, you had kids with including myself, had shotguns in their car, 22s and rifles, and it was just commonplace. And guess what? Nothing ever happened, because after school, you'd go out and you'd shoot, or you'd go dove hunting or rabbit hunting or whatever. No one ever got shot. But nowadays, the thing in Australia, the thing at Brown University, you know, it just breaks my heart. And so, to me, it's not the gun. It's like, you know, not the bottle of alcohol that caused someone to drive drunk. It's bad decision matrix. It's mental health. I think this thing right here, it's the most convenient thing in the world, but it's also creating a lot of, I think, depression, not having those social one-on-ones with people. Instead of going to work, they stay at home on a computer and they check Facebook. People are negative. People are ugly and mean. They'd never do that to your face. And so what I'm saying is we're building a giant mental health facility at the Beacon, and I think everybody needs to focus on mental health. It's a problem. We're doing something about it. I hope everyone catches on and does what we're doing, which is building a hospital. I want to thank, you know, Speaker Craddock and Representative Landgraf and Senator Sparks, all of them for helping convince the legislature that this area needs some medical care. And they've funded the Beacon Hospital. It's going to be a great thing to help those that need attention.
Well, and it is a concern across the country, and it's a regional concern. So I appreciate that. As the mayor of Odessa, you do see the responsibility for the region to have those tools. And I'm certain you see it in your law enforcement policy as well. And everywhere that we have seen it show up, and we can say in the COVID era, we've really seen that get more attention. But I think it is something that across Texas, with the growth, with the stress, with just the way and speeds of the world, it's a bigger conversation today. But looking at Odessa, I've heard rumors that in the next decade, you're 300,000 people short in your workforce.
It's really funny. When you look at the when I wasn't mayor, I didn't pay attention. I was working hard. I'm a lawyer by trade. I practice law and litigation practice, very busy. But when you're mayor, you try to help everyone. And one of the things we try to do is provide services to everyone. So when we start looking at power usage, water usage, you look at demographic and statistical analysis, and look, if according to the U.S. Census, we have about 115,000, 120,000 people live in Odessa. Well, the problem is, spend a couple hours driving in 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock traffic, or 4 or 5 o'clock traffic, that doesn't seem right. So then you look at water use, cell tower usage. The statisticians tell me they believe 150,000 to 200,000 people live in Odessa every day. A lot of times they may be workers that work here during the week and go home on the weekend, but there's 200,000 during the day. They use power, they use water, they use our roads, they use our restaurants, they use our infrastructure. But more importantly, this is something, Justin, I don't think people understand. West Odessa, which is an unincorporated area just west of Odessa, and I say just west, Luke 3:38 separates Odessa from West Odessa, so it's an artificial barrier. They talk to the census about 30,000 people. But again, those same statisticians say 75 to 100 plus. So now add another 100,000 to that 200,000. I'll argue with anyone. I'll argue with people when I try to talk to grocery store chains and retail outlets and restaurants. If you think Odessa has 100,000 people, I mean, you're not paying attention to the data, right? The data says otherwise. It says, no, there's 300. You add Midland in there. Now you've got 600 plus thousand. So what I'm saying is, Odessa Midland, Permian Basin, is exploding. And part of the reason, because there are so much opportunity with jobs, with opportunities you can't find in Dallas or Houston. Man, let's just say you graduated from law school, you got a job in Odessa or Midland. I mean, it's a snap of a finger, but you're a welder, you're a plumber, you're an electrician. You have a job as well.
You have a business.
Yes.
If you're in the trades, you should be starting a business in Odessa because there is so much demand for the trades.
I'm glad you said that, Justin, because you're exactly right. HVAC, plumbing, electrical, all the building trades. We're building houses so fast, it's crazy. And so I've learned this in life. It's great to have a good job, but if you're your own boss, if you start your own business, it is such a more empowering feeling. It's so much, you just have control over your own destiny. And so if those people that across the state, or they may be in Pennsylvania right now hearing our podcast, they may think, man, I never thought of that. You can come here with a skill set and open your own business. And honestly, you make more money than you can spend because there's so much opportunity. We need all kind of workers. We are underemployed in Odessa. By that, I simply mean we don't have enough people to do the jobs we have. Restaurants sometimes close subsections because they don't have enough help. Unless you call a plumber, it may be a week. I can't get there. I'm not on call. And so, Justin, there is so much opportunity here. I wish everyone would say, why didn't we hear about this sooner? Why aren't we going there? Because that's the land of opportunity. It's Odessa, Midland, Permian Basin, land of opportunity.
Well, and let's circle it back to the community colleges that you have, because you don't have to have that skill, that trade yet. You can come out there, work at that restaurant, go to the community college locally, and become the plumber, become the electrician. So if you're a high school kid, a recent graduate, somebody going through a job pivot, and you have the flexibility to say, well, let's go see what's in Odessa. There are some great opportunities to just set up and start working.
Justin, you couldn't have said it better, but now throw in HVAC, truck driving, yep, entrepreneurial classes, cooking classes. You can become a chef there. And so, wow, it's not just, although that's critically important, welding, plumbing, that's what's critical, but so are entrepreneurs. So are people that want to become bakers or chefs or truck drivers. There's so much opportunity.
Well, you're one of, I think three spaceports, and it's at the Midland Airport. But you have the spaceport there, and talking about the regional impact of that, you're getting a lot more innovation. You're getting the rocket engineering. You're getting data scientists. You're getting the modern economy. It's not 50 years ago. You're out in West Texas on an island with connectivity. Odessa and New York aren't that far apart. There's a lot of investment dollar running through Odessa or coming out of Odessa going to New York. That how does that get reinvested, and what does that look like? And
yeah, I've had people call me from Mexico, from Monterey, from Spain, from New York. How can they want to invest here? What can we do? How do we get involved? And honestly, I sent them to Renee Earls at the Chamber of Commerce, Tom Mansky at ODC, and the folks there, because Odessa Development Corp have their fingers, so to speak, in the economic pie more so than I do, right? I'm the mayor, but I let everybody stay in their own lane, so to speak, and that's not my lane. But by the same token, there's so much opportunity. You can, honestly, I've had people call me, can I buy plumbing companies? Can I just buy them, start my own big, giant? Yeah, you can. They're for sale. I mean, people will sell them to you because they want to get somewhere where it's hot, economically speaking. That is, where right. people are churning, because the salaries here are great. In the oil field, you know, it fuels it. So because the oil field salaries are so high, it then translates into, well, then the retail's higher. Well, then your restaurants are higher. And so it affects all industries. And I think it's a place that if you want to do well as an individual, you can and you should come here. But if you're an investor, man, don't you want a return on your investment? Isn't that the whole point of their exercise? Listen, there's other places in Texas. I love them, by the way. Love them. But they don't have that opportunity. They just don't. It's a different place. And so we have, like you said, we have a spaceport. Why? Well, because we have giant open skies. We have tons of acreage. We have water. We have power. We have things that industry needs. And so it's a logical place. And it was ignored. Why was it ignored? Well, because we were, you know, think about it. Even 30 years ago, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have nowadays, we're one click away. We're one call away from Russia, from Europe, from Australia, from wherever. Because the fact is, we're all interconnected much closer because of the internet, because of the speed at which the internet goes, but because of, you know, now we have such better flights. We have an international airport. I mean, crazy. Right. But it just, this place is blowing up, but in part because why? We have the energy. Energy is critical.
Well, and I think Odessa was self-sufficient for so long because of oil and gas energy industry. It really built a foundation that is ready to grow so much further in the next 50 years. You're outside of the traditional Texas triangle thinking of growth, but you have the room to grow. You're probably better situated on water than other parts of the state just because of the nature of geography. But I see Odessa becoming a brand across the country, and it's fun to celebrate that. It's one of the reasons that we're enjoying talking to mayors across the state, because you do get to be the promoter for your city. But oftentimes, I think your city sometimes forgets it's a volunteer role in a lot of ways. And they say, well, the mayor can sort this out. A little bit of a civics lesson for us. How does the role of the mayor work in Odessa?
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I've given a lot of civic talks lately because of what you just said. I've been asked, when am I putting metal detectors in school? When am I doing this or that? I'm like, I'm not the governor. I'm not the president. I'm not in charge of the world. I have a city, and we have what's called a weak mayor, strong city manager. Our system of governance is that the mayor does sit above council, and that sits above all the city jobs. But you have a city manager, a professional who has a degree, and in our case, you know, a master's degree in public administration. They actually manage the day-to-day affairs of the city. They could, you know, they're head of the finance department, you know, the police and fire and rescue and public works and water, roads. And so the city manager runs the city. What I do is, with the city council's assistance, we kind of set policy. What's the policy? What What do we want to focus on? What's our goals and our desires? And we set strategy, but I'm not in control of it, right? I do the best I can. I mean, I laughed one time I asked this question. I said, well, how much do you think the mayor of Odessa gets paid? $250,000, $500,000. The negative ghostwriter, it'd be $100 a month. And poor city council only get $10 a meeting, so $20 a month. And the truth is, that doesn't pay my gas bill for 1 week of just driving my vehicle to and from meetings. And so maybe it's time we explore that a little. But the point is, you give of your time because you care deeply about your city, about making it a better place for everyone, not just for this side of town or that. No, the mayor is for everyone. And so my role is, what are we doing? How are we addressing the needs? And again, let's face it. It's one of the critical things I think we want people to recognize. The cities, yeah, we have taxes, and people get all mad about paying taxes, but you got to understand, we're not providing national defense and money disappears and we're funding warlords in Afghanistan. No, our money goes to water and roads and police and fire and parks, and that's about it. So any money you pay in taxes, it's a direct service to the citizens of that city. So we focus hard on how do we have better police, better fire, better roads, better water. And that's all we're focused on. And so those are our fundamental needs, is how do we make sure the citizens have a guaranteed water supply for 50 years, guaranteed that if they go somewhere, the road is smooth. And they're not perfect, don't get me wrong. Because of that very economy, because of those trucks, because of the sheer volume of traffic, we got to do better. We got to build new roads. But the problem is, it seems like post-COVID, everything is so expensive. So expensive, it shocks your conscience. You know, 1 mile of road that has five lanes, that's two going one way, two the other, in a center turn lane, it's $30 million. Well, we need hundreds of miles of road. We've got infrastructure. It's not just Odessa. It's across the state. We have water pipes that are 50, 60, 70 years old. Why? Because a lot of us grew during baby boomers, during the post-World War II. Lots of houses were built, lots of infrastructure, and these pipes haven't been replaced. And they're underground. No one thinks about them. It's not sexy to talk about, but the truth is, those cast iron pipes are getting old. We've got Odessa. And that includes Midland, that includes Abilene, San Angelo, and Fort Worth, and Dallas, and Houston, Austin. We all have water issues that we have got to address. So part of being a mayor is focusing on those needs of the community and not kicking the can down the road, but saying, we've got to do something, we've got to do it now, or it will eventually come back and haunt you.
Well, and I see it in the towns that aren't growing across the state, highway towns that I like to call them. Those are big investments in infrastructure that if they don't find economic purpose, they become abandoned infrastructure that is a waste in my mind. You have the beauty of growth. You have the oil and gas companies there. TxDOT's very active in your region, but it's never fast enough. And it's always a need for a mayor to represent the voice of the constituents and make sure you're prioritizing the right roads, prioritizing the right needs. And I've enjoyed our conversation today because you're prioritizing the people and their long-term view of how they're going to feel safe, how they're going to have work, how they're going to raise their kids and have their life. And that's the role, in my mind. It is public service to ensure that for the next 50 years, it's a rolling 50 years, you've got everything you need. Because especially in a boom-bust environment, I've seen Odessa kind of put some things in place to make it less of a bust and more of a boom. And that takes intention.
Well, I appreciate it. I do think our leadership has been strong, both Odessa and Midland. And I think, but you can't lose focus on those critical aspects of a city. It's kind of boring, honestly. If people really ask me, I don't know what they think a mayor really does. Like, he's somehow moving pieces of on a chessboard, pawns around and knights. And no, it's about working. It's about focusing in. Do we have enough police? Do we have enough firehouses? If the answer is no, then you have to invest. And Unfortunately, one firehouse is $10, $12 million. You know, you buy an engine, a couple of fire trucks, and an ambulance, it's another $2 to $4 million. Then you have to hire, by the way, 18 to 22 more employees. Well, that, I mean, you throw all that together, it's $25 million. And money doesn't grow on trees, and you know that. And no one wants to pay more taxes. But if someone calls 911, I want that ambulance there to save their life. And seconds count. And so we have to be vigilant as city leaders to say, we can't just save money and bank it and cut taxes and not take care of the people. And some people don't want taxes to increase, and I understand that. But I'm not going to be the guy that didn't take care of people. We're going to build a firehouse, and we're going to staff it. We're going to buy fire trucks. And if someone in that neighborhood has a problem, we're going to save their life. It's not exciting, but it's the right thing to do. And so it's that with water, too. You cannot ignore water. I want people to really – I wish people appreciated water pipes and how great they've been, but how important it is that when you turn the faucet on to brush your teeth or take a shower, you have water. And you go to the restroom where you take a shower, that water goes somewhere, and it's taken care of. No one I never thought about it. I'm not going to lie to you, Justin. I just lived for the moment. I did everything. Again, during Storm Uri, you turn the light on, it doesn't come on. It's freaky, right? And so we expect that. We expect that from our city. So we have to be, as leaders, vigilant and making sure that we take care of infrastructure so we don't have problems. When they turn that water on, they have water.
Well, and I suspect if they have a lot of questions, a great answer is, have you looked at a master plan? Because cities have the ability to have a master plan, and where there's a city manager, I guarantee you there is a master plan to follow, and it's not a decision next week. It is slow-moving decision-making, but it's intentional, and it's looking out 50-plus years. And so I always encourage friends and family that ask lots of questions to say, have you looked at your city's master plan and gotten those answers and then formed an opinion or formed the next set of questions? So I always want to encourage people. Your mayors are volunteers. Your mayors are really working hard for you. Look at their master plan and then move forward with it.
Absolutely. Planning for the future, doing that strategy is critical. In fact, that's why in January we're sitting down with all city council and our city leadership, and we're going to talk about strategically, where are we? How old are some of the, we found out some of those plans we have are 10, 12 years old. Well, unfortunately, you have to update those plans. You can't just have them and put them on a shelf. You have to have them, update them, and use them. So that's some of the, I think some of the things people don't think about when they think about city governance. They just, it's not on their mind, but you're right. Having a strategic master plan and then following it, it's the part of what we do. It's just like a game plan for a football game. You just don't go in there and start calling plays. You review the film. You come up with what you think are the best plays for their defenses, and you call those plays at that point in time. So it's about the same way as a coach gets prepared for a big game, so does city council and mayor get prepared for a council meeting and managing its city.
Well, Mayor Hendrick, it's been a pleasure to visit with you today. I feel like I know a little bit more about Odessa, but I'm a lot more excited about Odessa and the opportunity for people to come out there, and it's an open invitation. There's some places in Texas where there's not an open invitation, but it is an open invitation for growth and sustainability. You need more people to come out ready to work. So if you're at a pivot in your career, if you're looking for an opportunity, keep Odessa on the map. But Mayor, thank you for spending time with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Jesse. Anytime, next time you're in town, I'll buy you a taco lunch. How's that?
I'll look forward to it.
All right.
Well, Hispanic Heritage has had Señoritas Hispana, which is a leadership development for girls, for young ladies. And this is the first one, a leadership academy for young men. They will be hearing from mentors. They will be hearing from the mayor of Augusta, from the president of OC. You know, everybody will have some input in there to talk to them. But also, we will be doing Keep Odessa Beautiful. They'll learn community engagement, actually volunteer.
Today we have the Leadership Project of Odessa, sponsored by LULAC,
that's helping young men to learn leadership skills, to help them be better citizens. And as part of that, Kelly Ranga said, hey, would you mind if we could help pick up trash? And I said, absolutely not. I would love for everyone to participate in picking up trash to help them become better citizens, to help them recognize the problem, number one, and number two, be part of the solution.
We neglect to tell boys that their responsibility, it's not just living every day 8 to 5. It's engaging and helping the community grow and helping the community come together to achieve results.
And this group of young men are doing a fantastic job. Students from Odessa High, Fervent High, New Tech, they've all come out to help clean Odessa up. And it's hard work. You got to get your hands dirty, but it's something we need to do.